Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Who thinks of those things? So anyway, great to see all of you. And hey, we've got a little different way of doing our Bible study and teaching today. And if somebody could help me, like Jason and Jonathan, and pass these out. I need one too. Okay, that's mine. Okay, so here's your pop quiz. So this is the way we do Bible study in our life group that meets in our home. And so the rules are this. You participate by reading these. And if you don't want to read, you can just say pass in case it's too small or something like that. So there's no pressure there. And remember, when you read the question, you're just the reader. You don't have to answer the question. So you're the reader, but the responsibility is on all of us to say something. And don't worry about a wrong answer. Don't worry about a wrong answer. We'll just make fun of you. That's all. No, not really. We'll just say, that's interesting. Well, hadn't thought about that. So we've got these kind of things to deal with that. Okay, so, yeah. Did everybody get one? Okay, so let me have a volunteer reader that's got a nice loud voice. Okay, Matt, and you read that first scripture up there.
John chapter 3, verses 16 through 20 from the NIV. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed."
Yeah. So I like that phrase. It said Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn the world. Why was that? Well, they were condemned already. And that's every one of us. Yeah. How did we get out of condemnation? The condemnation fell on Jesus when he died upon the cross. All of our sins, all the condemnation, all of the judgment fell on him. That's why the Bible says grace and truth came through Jesus. All right. So it was enough. Forget the condemnation. That's already been taken care of. Okay, so let's read the next verse. All right.
Barbara.
Ooh. Boy, there is a powerful scripture. Yes. Okay, let's do the next one. Jason, you want to do it?
Okay, 2 Corinthians 5:19-21. Through Jesus Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
Yeah. So it says Jesus was not counting their sins against them. You know, there's people that go to churches all over America, and oftentimes they do feel condemned and judged and criticized and not worthy. Did people feel that around Jesus? Do we know of? No. People, they said he was a friend of sinners. So that's why he didn't come to, they were already condemned. They were already feeling bad about themselves. Jesus came, that they might be saved. So, not counting their, in other words, this is how he got it done. Not counting their sins against them. Remember the woman that was caught in adultery? And he said, is there none left to condemn you? Well, go and sin no more. So Jesus didn't condemn her. If he were a Pharisee, he would have condemned her. But he was just thinking to himself, wait a minute, my ministry is not condemnation, even when it's deserved. My ministry is reconciliation. Yeah, really neat. Okay, and we get to participate in that, by the way. So good. Okay, so let's have a volunteer to read number one. And remember, you're just the reader, but every one of you can jump in with an answer. And these questions are all based on the scriptures up there. So we're not going into other parts of the scripture or some theological viewpoint. We're just dealing with what the scriptures say. So you have a volunteer over here, maybe this table. Okay, Rita. So go back up there and check it out. Save the world? Or literally, what does it say there, John 3? Not that any should perish. Yeah. You know, he didn't want any of his disciples to perish, but one did. So there's lots of people that perish, but it's not God's will. Right. Yes, that's his heart. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. And that's why it's so important to say, what is God's heart? We see God's heart here. This is what he's after. This is his plan. This is what he wants from people, to make a positive response to him that they might have eternal life. Okay, number two. Who said that? Okay, Dot. Well, we've kind of talked about that, but let's go ahead and say it again. What was his ministry? Salvation. Okay. Good news. We could say some other things, like loving people, caring about people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, as opposed to estranged. Now we're reconciled. Once we were far off, Ephesians tell us, but now, through Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus, we've been brought near. Yes. And there's hope built into conviction. There's no hope in accusation and condemnation. That's why the devil is called the accuser of the brethren. He's always telling us how far we've missed it. We might as well give up. You can never be holy. You can never be righteous. Quit pretending you're a big hypocrite. Anybody ever gotten that message from the accuser? Yes, definitely. Okay, so number what? Yeah.
You know, a bookkeeper, when they have the books, they have to reconcile them and everything. And sometimes you look there and they can't be reconciled. And if you list our sins and all our part on one side,
yeah,
only God can reconcile them. And to me, that is just something just to think how bad that we were and how God reconciled them through Jesus Christ.
Yes, and Jesus' death was worth it all. That was the reconciliation. He canceled all of the debt because he had enough righteousness to do it, enough obedience to the Father to cancel all the sins.
And you know something else, like he said, God looked at us and he said, all of our righteousness, meaning every human being, all of our righteousness is nothing but filthy
right
wrath
of
God.
Right.
We had to have Jesus.
Yeah. You'll never get there thumping your own suspenders. I thought it said when we shaped up, he died for us. That's not what it says. Okay. Sinners, dead, lost, unworthy, not holy, not seeking God. He could say, hey, those of you that are seeking me, okay, well, yeah, that's, you're worth it. No. We weren't seeking him. He came seeking us. Okay, let's do, we got to move along. Number three. All right, Lizzie. Did they need to be straightened out? The Pharisees were trying to do that, weren't they? They were straightening out people. Yes, not a way that worked. There's the difference. Okay, he did it through love. People were messed up because they didn't have a revelation of the Father. And they didn't understand anything about the kingdom. So Jesus, all of his little parables were all about the kingdom and all about the love of the Father. He said, here's our problem. We don't understand the Father. Even his disciples didn't understand. They wanted condemnation to come down and consume the people. Remember when they said, hey, do you want us to call down fire from heaven? Jesus said, oh, I just see Jesus slapping his forehead. You don't get it, do you? So later they got it, but they didn't get it at that time. Because Jesus didn't call the 12 holiest people in the land. Yeah, they were all messed up because everybody was messed up. He thought, who am I going to get? I can't find 12 unmessed up people. Okay, so. Oh, okay. I got it on backwards. I never get this right. This one? No. Well, now it's backwards. Oh, okay. Testing. Okay. All right, there we got it. Yeah, I think so. Testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, all right. Well, you see, we didn't come to God and were accepted by God when we got straightened out. It's like you said, we were a mess. Yeah. But only God can straighten us out. And the way he straightens us out, just for us to get a hold of how much God loves us, and that starts transforming, changing our lives. Right. Yes. Good. Any other comments on that? Yes. Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's do number four. All right, Melinda. Okay, I'll think about that one. In what way is light a kind of judgment? It's up there in the scripture. Verse 19. You know, if you come into your house and turn on the light, and your house looked fine until you turned on the light, but when you turned on the light, you saw everything that was out of place or dirt or windows that needed to be cleaned. Light just shows up all those things, doesn't it? So it is a kind of judgment when you turn the light on, because it exposes exposes the darkness and exposes the sin.
What does Scripture say? What's done in the dark will eventually come to light.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I like that. So, but men, here's their problem. And this was our problem. We love darkness rather than light. Why would anybody like darkness? I mean, have y'all ever got up in the middle of the night and it was dark and you decided to go into the kitchen and go to the bathroom? And you're walking along like this and you just run right into a door because you were like this. I've done that. Yeah, that's right. You thought you knew your way around. Yes. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. And I don't know why people would want to live in darkness, but he said they do. And you know people that just, they enjoy the darkness more than the light. And that's unfortunate. All you can do is pray for those people. Yeah. Okay. And help them not to be afraid of the light. Because a lot of people in darkness are afraid of the light. Okay. Number... Sit, five.
What did Jesus say about people who didn't believe? Well, John 12:47.
Yeah. Okay, what did he say about people that didn't believe any? Okay. There you go. That was the answer. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, they're going to hell. Is that what it said?
No.
Oh, it didn't say that? He said what? He said, I do not judge him. Well, if there's anybody that should be judged, it's somebody that doesn't keep his words. No?
He's already judged himself.
Yes.
By not keeping.
Yes. And remember, whole context of this, he has a ministry of reconciliation. The law came through Moses, but grace and truth through Jesus Christ. All right, Becky? It just hit you. I had a person one time, I invited them to our church, and they said, oh, I don't know. I don't know about going to church. I said, well, why not? They said, I don't want to be judged and condemned. I don't want to be criticized. And I said, I understand. Maybe you've been to a church like that, and that's too bad. But here, what if you came to our church and got encouragement? Would you want to go to that church? He said, yeah, I'd want to go to that church. I said, there you go. Why don't you give us a try? So you don't have to, don't argue with people about those things. Of just saying, oh, nobody's going to criticize you. Nobody's going to condemn you. Just say, no, wait a minute. Let's just set up a different scene here. What if you came and you got encouraged? Okay. Yes. No, go ahead. There you go. Good. All right, Linda, you want to do number six? Yeah, how can they ever be reconciled unless you tell them where they're heading without Jesus? Well, any other thoughts on that? I jump in sometimes too quick. Becky?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's a good one. Right. There's the story of two men who were standing by the side of the road, and people were buzzing by them on the side of, and they were by the side of the road, and they had on these signs holding up, "Turn around, turn before it's too late." The other one said, "Prepare to meet thy doom." And the people that were driving by were going, "Can you believe those religious nuts out there, you know, holding up those signs?" And they just kept going on. And the one guy turned to the other that were holding the signs up and said, "Do you think maybe we should have just put bridge out ahead?" So that's, there we go. There's a bridge out ahead. We're not judging you and condemning you. No. Right. So instead of praying for people to get straightened out, and as human beings, that's kind of, we want people to get straightened out. Instead of that, maybe pray that they would get hungry. Hungry. Because those who are hungry and athirst, they shall be filled. But if you're not hungry, it's just like today. If you're not hungry, I bet you're not going to go through the line. Yeah, there you go.
I mean, they think, well, what kind of God would send me to hell?
Yes.
And, you know, they get real confrontational and
yes.
resentful. And I would never tell somebody that, well, my old granddaughter did one time. I had a story, this little boy in kindergarten kept aggravating her. Finally, she just said, "I guess you know you're going straight to hell."
She never got it, huh? Okay, Matt. Yes. Yeah. That's a good, yeah. And I've seen that quote. That's a good one. Glad you reminded us. Okay, number 7. Somebody different? I want to read Debbie. Well, it's right there. You don't have to guess. It's not have to worry about giving the wrong answer. Look down there in 2 Corinthians 5. How did he reconcile? According to 2 Corinthians. Yeah, but I'm looking for a phraseology. He was reconciling the world to himself. How? There you go. There you go. It's not a trick question. We're just going by what it says there in 2 Corinthians. You know, wasn't Jesus called a friend of sinners? They didn't feel condemned or criticized, that they need to straighten out. Matter of fact, he didn't deal with anybody but sinners. He never dealt with the righteous. Who were the righteous? The Pharisees. It was self-righteousness. They were not actually righteous, but they were self-righteous. And he couldn't deal with them, couldn't help them. Okay, so that's an important point. Number 8. And somebody that hadn't read something, want to read it? Barbara. Okay, again, 2 Corinthians there. Check it out. What's the message? What?
We're ambassadors.
We're ambassadors. right? Yes. And what is the message? Be reconciled to God. So the message isn't you're going to hell. The message is be reconciled to God. Then they might say, how do you do that? Well, then help them. You're going to be reconciled the same way I was reconciled. I didn't just by birth love God or maybe a good prayer to pray in the morning when you get up is, Lord, help me inspire someone today. Help me be an encourager. Help me be somebody that points to Christ in love and in compassion. Use words. That's right. Okay, number 9. Jeanette? I've got some easy questions here, don't I? I like to have easy questions that you can respond to. Grace? Okay, now remember this about grace. Grace is powerful. It's powerful. So it's not just, I don't want us to think of it as just a kind disposition of God. Grace is the vehicle by which God delivers His power and His love and His will and His help. It's what? Yeah. Right. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it through grace. If it's not grace, it didn't come from God. Is that too strong of a statement? Okay.
Grace is the unmerited love and favor of God.
Yes. Yep. I've even got a shorter one. That's the one I grew up with, and that's a good one. I've got even a shorter one. Grace means God did it. God did it. So on the cross, we got forgiven. How did that happen? God did it. Did it through Jesus Christ. Yes. Yes.
Mercy. My mom goes to punch me for hitting my sister. My dad steps in and takes the slots.
Yeah. I've heard it put this way too. Said if I'm driving down the road and get pulled over by the police and he decides not to give me a ticket, that's mercy. But if he gives me a ticket because that's what I deserve, but if he goes down to the station, takes the ticket with him, and he pays it for me, that's grace. All right. Hey, good. That's the end of the Bible study. And we all participated, and nobody went to sleep like you normally do. No, you don't. I'm just kidding. Yeah. But it does help. It does help to stay awake and stay engaged whenever we do something.